KXFM, keeping the community informed a little bit after 11 o'clock with Ed. And on the phone, I have Captain Rachel Johnson from the Laguna Beach Police Department. And she's, thank you so much, first of all, for calling in, Captain Johnson.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. I think the first question I have for you this morning, well, first of all, are you okay? Are you physically okay? Are you not showing any symptoms? You're healthy at work?
I am physically okay. I'm feeling physically very good. I'm enthusiastic about each new day. I'm good. Thank you for asking.
All right. I appreciate that. What are the police department's priorities right now under the circumstances that we're facing?
Well, I think, as we discussed in yesterday's update, our priorities are to continue to provide a good, consistent public service to the community. We understand that this is just a very challenging and unprecedented time, and we are here to be a source of support to the community. We are still fully staffed, and we are working very diligently to monitor the health and safety of our employees so that we can continue to provide that good service to the public.
Excellent. Excellent. And as this lasts, and some are expecting it to last several months, will staffing be maintained? Will you get more staffing? How are you seeing the staffing of the police department in the coming months?
Well, it is my hope for all of us that we are able to remain healthy as a police department.
Right.
We're taking some measures in that regard to keep our staff healthy. Most of our operations staff are patrol officers, our beach patrol officers and things like that, our records clerks and our dispatchers, they all work opposite shifts. So you have half the staff here on one half the week and half the staff here on another half the week, which will really help us reduce our exposure to each other. So if we have someone who does become ill with COVID-19 or any other communicable illness, their ability to take out the entire staff is mitigated by the fact that they are only here half the time. So we're really working to do that with our field personnel as well as our command staff. Our city manager, Mr. Pitig, has been very strident in that he wants us to make sure that we are protecting ourselves as well. The decision makers, there's a lot of stress involved in that, and we accept that and we welcome it, but we also need to ensure that we are not sitting in rooms together, having meetings together, where one person's illness could take down the entire command staff for the police department or a management team for the city. So to that end, we've been having a number of virtual meetings using GoToMeeting and Zoom and things like that so that we're not even seeing each other, so that we have less ability to infect each other should someone become ill with anything.
Right. Well, the governor has already indicated that he expects within the next 8 weeks, 56% of the population to become infected. And you've got a pretty decent contingency plan there if 56% of the police department becomes infected, right?
Right. We do have a contingency plan. Like I said, only half of our employees are usually on duty at one time.
Right.
So that would leave us with the other half that we would obviously have to split to provide services to the public. So we are constantly evaluating our plans. Just today, we secured our front lobby doors so that we could screen people who come to the police station so that we're not putting our staff at undue risk. And we're continuing to evaluate how we're going to provide the services to the public. We are still going to provide them, and I want to be very clear about that, but how that happens, we want to be sure that we're protecting not only the public, but our officers and staff.
Okay. And the governor last night issued a stay-at-home order. Is law enforcement planning to enforce the stay-at-home order? And if so, how do you do that?
Well, we have read the governor's order, and we are planning to make recommendations to the public. I don't think that any police department, and certainly not here in Laguna Beach, wants to be in the business of having to physically touch people and arrest them to keep them from infecting other people. So that seems a little bit contrary to the governor's order. So at this point in time, we are looking for voluntary compliance from the public.
Right.
And should we not receive that, should we see that there are people aren't practicing social distancing or physical distancing, we'll have to address that. But at this point in time, we are really looking for the public to come together as a community and abide by the governor's orders and stay at home.
Okay. And do you, in your own personal life, when you're not in uniform, do you feel a sense of personal responsibility to do that same thing and keep people distanced? And if you're at a store, for instance, do you make that suggestion even in your own personal life?
I do. Okay. I have a lot of seasonal allergies and have asthma, so I get sick pretty easily. So I've always been very conscious of how close I am to people and I'm always very vigilant about how close I let someone get to me, especially if they appear ill. And even last night, I was trying to patronize a business in the area for takeout, and I stood at the door, and I gave them my name, and I only got as close as necessary to receive the takeout food from that business. I didn't linger or anything else like that, and I sanitized my hands when I came in, and then when I got back in my car, I did the same thing again. So I personally am trying to be really vigilant. I'm a runner, and it's kind of killing me to not be able to go to the gym and work out, but I've been able to work out at home, and that's what I'm going to continue to do because it takes all of us to make this work.
Right, right. Now, I've noticed that cadets are usually young. They're between the ages of 18 to 40, and that seems to be right at the meat of who's carrying the infection. It seems to be, are cadets essential personnel at the police department, and do you still have cadets there?
Cadets are, depending on the job that the cadet provides, the cadets are considered essential personnel. They do a lot of jobs that our professional staff handle, and some of the jobs that our police officers handle, and they relieve that burden from those staff members so they're able to perform other tasks. I will tell you that we have constantly been evaluating our need for any of our staff members to be at work and how often they should be at work and whether we should stagger their shifts so that they have less potential to expose anyone else. But right now, we are really working hard to send the people home that we can, but those that provide essential services to us and basically keep the business of the police department going, we are requiring those persons to come to work.
Okay. Now, and going to the grocery stores here locally and going to the three, and I'll include Trader Joe's, and going to the four grocery stores that we're all part of every day, I've noticed, if not a lack of courtesy, getting there. Are you noticing that grocery stores are becoming, people are becoming less patient? Have you gotten more calls to go check out an incident at a grocery store or anything like that recently?
We haven't gotten more calls to check out incidents at grocery stores, but anecdotally and just in my experience in law enforcement, I will tell you that when people become stressed, that is when the discourtesy comes out.
Right.
And I think everyone feels like they're fighting for limited resources, and that can sometimes lead to people just not being very considerate.
Right.
And, you know, with us dealing with this, we haven't had an illness like this since 1918, and so that's not in most of our lifetimes. People are really stressed as to how to respond to this, and that's leading to some discourtesy.
Right. Right. A lot of people, by the way, and I've been getting phone calls from some listeners, are concerned about the homeless. And should this virus start infecting the homeless population? How does an officer maintain distance? And how do you keep an officer safe while addressing someone downtown that needs help?
Well, we do our best, and that's really what we can do in public safety. We try to stay far enough away from them where we can conduct our business and still be heard, but we're not close to them.
Right.
But there are going to be those times when we're going to have to contact people.
Right.
We provided our staff with N95 masks, with gloves, and with goggles, and we've provided them with all the tools that are available to us that we have to protect them when they do need to contact people in those situations.
And do the patrol officers have, do we have enough masks for our patrol officers?
Yes, we do have enough masks for our patrol officers, and every staff member has been issued an N95 mask currently. So whether we went with in the beginning of the week with voluntary compliance, like if you want a mask, you can have a mask. And about half of our officers wanted a mask. And yesterday we just went around and we issued them to every staff member, regardless of whether they requested a mask or not. So they would have one at their disposal. We have more should that one become soiled and need to be replaced. But we have provided N95 masks to every staff member.
Absolutely essential to our frontliners like you. Now, at the academy, if you harken back to your days at the academy, specifically, how did they train you for circumstances like this? Was there training for circumstances like this?
Well, when I went to the academy, and it feels odd to say that 20 years ago is a long time ago, this just wasn't something in the forefront of our minds. I graduated the academy 2 weeks after 9/11, so very little attention was given to emergency preparedness.
Right.
But the unfortunate outcome of 9/11 is that we have spent a lot of time in law enforcement and in public safety developing plans for things like this, working together with our partners in public safety, the fire department, marine safety, even public works, so that we have communications interoperability now. So we can be all be put on one channel if I need to talk to the fire department and marine safety.
Right.
And public works all at once. It takes a couple of mouse clicks to get us all on the same channel where we can speak together. And you didn't see that level of interoperability very much outside of Orange County before 9/11, but we certainly have it now. And we regularly practice emergency operations plans for other things. So we are certainly more used to working with each other than we were when I started, because it just wasn't something that we gave a lot of thought to. But 9/11 made us think a lot about how we conduct business, how we conduct medical calls, how we conduct fire calls, how we conduct any calls that require joint operations between two different departments. And I'm proud to say that in Orange County, very specifically in Laguna Beach as well, we have worked really hard with our partners in public safety and our regional partners in neighboring cities to have that interoperability, to have that preparation and planning to work together in a time like this.
It's an absolutely necessary synergy, and congratulations on achieving it. Now, we were talking this morning about something that's happening nationwide, and I'd like you to comment on it if you would. There's been a nationwide spike in the purchase of firearms. Now, A, does that alarm you, and what do you think it means about us?
Well, it doesn't alarm me personally, and I'll give you the caveat that I have a few guns, but I'm by no means a gun person, if you will. I just happen to have a few that I've bought over the years. And on the face of it, that's not alarming to me. I think we all respond to stress differently,
right,
and we respond to anxiety differently. And when you see bare cupboards on the supermarket shelves, and you can't get things that you want on Amazon, and all these supply chains appear to be very impacted, people begin to worry about the scarcity of resources and how they're going to protect themselves against someone taking their very own resources. And so people do that in different ways. Some people are those folks that have gone out and basically bought a bunch of things, and so they're ready to hunker down for a long period of time.
Right.
That's their stress response. Other people do that, and they buy guns, or they buy other things that make them feel like they can protect themselves in the event that resources become scarce and people start to try to take their stuff.
Okay. We're talking to Captain Rachel Johnson from the Laguna Beach Police Department. First of all, again, thank you for calling in. And since you're on the front, no one is more on the front lines than the police department. And I know that in normal situations, when times aren't like this, police are generally a little hard-headed. If you got the sniffles or you really should take the night off because you're not feeling well, you end up working anyway. I know a bunch of police officers. But
right
now, is there a different mindset now?
Certainly. So you're right. A lot of us try to power through. We feel like we can make it. We don't want to let down our partners in public safety. We don't want anyone to feel the burden of our assets, and so we come to work. But I will tell you that over the last few weeks, if there's something I have said a lot at work, it is if you are sick, you need to stay home. The advice that I gave in last night's briefing was if you wake up and you ask yourself that question, do I feel well enough to go to work? Then you probably should stay home. You're probably not feeling well enough. And that's for a variety of reasons right now, not only because of the COVID-19 crisis, but also because it's still flu season.
Right.
And people are still getting colds. And so even though those are different than COVID-19, those still take out our personnel. So we're really, really, really proactive in asking our employees to stay home. And if we find someone who appears ill, we're having those conversations with them, trying to assess their illness and see if they do need to go home or if it's just allergies or something like that can often look like a cold.
Right. So if we're addressing the citizens of Laguna Beach, how can we assist you? How can we make the police department's job easier? What can we do for you now?
That's a great question. Well, right now, if you need services from the police, I want to be firm that we're there for you. But if you can call us or do your work, your business online, that's going to be preferable at this point for the safety of the caller and the safety of our personnel. And since everyone's home, if you see something, say something. If you see something suspicious, I mean, I would hope that our criminals are staying home as well,
right,
and trying to self-isolate themselves. But if they're not, if you see something, say something, give us a call. We're here to be a support to our community. Our officers are conducting high visibility patrols every day because we know that a lot of businesses are closed or they have reduced hours. And we're just trying to ensure that we are providing a visible deterrent throughout the community. So right now, the things that we need for the community is utilize our online and phone services to the extent that that's practical. Always call us if you need us. And we thank them for our support, and we hope to get back to a point soon where we can go back to all of our public outreach by Coffee with a Cop so we can engage with the community.
Captain Johnson, on behalf of the community and certainly on behalf of the radio station and my family, I'd love to, I just want to thank you for being on the front line, and thank you and the entire police department for the hard work that you're not only doing now, but the hard work that we're expecting you to do over the next several months.
Certainly. It's my great honor and pleasure.
Captain Rachel Johnson, Laguna Beach Police Department, thank you very much for being on with us today.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. You as well.